group has someone who's insists on doing things the hard way. Okay, y'all already know who that is in this group here on this podcast. Their friend's still paying for a subscription they forgot they had. The one refusing to update their phone because it still works. And now, the one who's somehow still overpaying for wireless in 2026. Mint Mobile is here to help with that last one, all right? Stop paying way too much for wireless just because that's how it's always been. Mint exists purely to fix that. Same coverage, same speed, just without the inflated price tag. The premium wireless you expect. Unlimited talk, text, and data, but at a fraction of what the others charge. For a limited time, get 50% off 3, 6, or 12-month plans of unlimited premium wireless. Bring your own phone and number, activate with eSIM in minutes, and start saving immediately. No long-term contracts, no hassle. With a 7-day money-back guarantee, customer satisfaction ratings in the mid-90s, Mint makes it easy to try it and see why people don't go back. Listen, you are going to love this product, okay? The quality, we've actually tried it here, and it is good. I love it. You will, too. Go ahead and get it. Ready to stop paying more than what you have to? New customers can make the switch today, and for a limited time, get premium, get unlimited premium wireless for just $15 per month. Switch now at mintmobile.com/SK.
SK.
That's mintmobile.com/SK.
SK.
Disclaimer, upfront payment of $45 for 3 months, $90 for 6 months, or $180 for a 12-month plan require $15 a month equivalent. Taxes and fees, extra initial plan, term only. Over 50 gigabytes may slow when network is busy. Capable devices required. Ability, speed, coverage, and coverage varies. Additional terms apply. See mintmobile.com.
And 5, 4, 3, 2. What up, y'all? Welcome to Here's the Thing. I'm Kev on stage. She's
that chick angel.
Welcome to another podcast episode. Smash that like button. Smash that notification button. Bangers, bangers, bangers. 2026.
Assemble.
Welcome to Here's the Thing. If you want to talk Paradise Angels' miraculous debut on the hometown show, you will have to wait until the bonus this Friday. There's 3 episodes. I was unable to watch it. Many of the people in Patreon were like, please, can y'all give us a second to watch it? We don't want to spoil it. So in honor of them, we will wait until the bonus episode on Friday. I plan on watching tonight. Amen. Three episodes of my favorite television program. I can't wait to see Angel. I'm going to be like, Leonardo DiCaprio. I know her. I have been a champion of Angel since she was born.
Oh.
I was always like, wow. One day she's going to be on Hulu and Disney Plus.
Wow.
I've said many times on this podcast. Remember what I told you when we was kids? I said, Angel, you got to go in here and act.
That's
and
what you said.
Join the Deltas.
And I said, what? Kevin?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, join the Deltas. It's demonic.
That's what I said. I said, don't you renounce. Don't you denounce.
Oh, my God.
You stand in it.
People eating dogs.
So, yes, if you want to talk about that, we will probably go into a good amount of time celebrating our friend Angel the actress. On Friday's episode, we also will be shooting the main early. So if anything happens between Friday and next Wednesday, we'll pick it up on the bonus because I'm going to New York to do some more Grief Sucks shows.
The tour, not tour.
Just a collection of dates. A tour is a lot of dates on one flyer.
This is a collection of one-off dates.
You pulled the
that just so happened to be in various cities.
I'm not touring.
Is it because you didn't put them all on the one flyer?
Yes.
But the flyer looks the same, though.
No.
You should have redesigned the flyer, then I would believe you.
Completely coincidental.
The tour will have a different flyer. I will have a brown outline.
It was so funny when that revelation came to me. I said, wait a minute. Because when we were starting to move dates around and shooting on Tuesday wasn't happening, I was like, this. Kevin's on tour.
No, I'm not. I'm just doing a collection of dates periodically
in different cities.
And now
that is very clearly not a tour. A tour is like weekend, weekend, weekend. A collection of dates is like New York this weekend.
Yes.
Very different.
So
this is like a whole bunch of the NBA season, that's their season. If they just played an exhibition game here and there, exhibition. They're just in Spain.
Hey, are you in bigger venues now?
No,
not yet,
but I will be.
See, what's wrong with you?
So many things. We don't have enough time to get it. The funniest thing is I believe myself.
I know, and it's so crazy.
I fully be like, no, Kev, you're not going to do that.
And I'm mad that I believed you.
You should believe me because I believe me.
No. When you said I'm going to be workshopping and then the workshop moved.
Well, and it moved. It grew because... I don't know why.
Well, exactly. No, his reason was I need to practice. But he had been practicing in the closet with the lights off by himself so long.
For months.
I believe it.
It came together, my honest truth, no jokes. It came together much faster than I thought. Comedy clubs present a certain obstacle in this show that's more pronounced. Namely, you getting your chicken tenders in the middle of...
Yeah, them talking during your shit.
The waiters is like, excuse me. The wings here.
And it pisses me off.
Four wings for you. Okay, and then you...
And then they like, do you got sauce though? And you're like, MJ, barbecue.
And then Kev's crying. And then Kev's crying. They're going over the bill. He's like, I didn't order this. Wait,
the waiter and the people not concerned with me.
Crazy.
I said, ranch. You know black people. If I paid $17.99 for these wings, hey, I hear you, Kev. Could y'all... I said honey mustard.
No joke. Somebody walked up to the waiter. Kev's mid-set. He's like... Does this smell like Jameson to you? I was like, what is happening?
I can't. I feel like I either have a tism or everybody else does because I cannot take it.
It is
overstimulating.
It's overstimulating. In traditional stand-up, you build... Roy Wood Jr. had a really good example. He's like, you build your set around... it's called the ticket drop or table drop. It's called the drop. And it's like 35, 40 minutes into your set, they're going to start dropping tickets. So he's like... Don't do your, this is Roy, don't do your crowd work, your city stuff up front. Do your 30, 35 right at the front. So when they drop them tickets and niggas get to start talking about that honey mustard, you like, you know what? I think I love about LA, the traffic, the things that don't matter.
Meanwhile, they're like extra ranch.
Yeah. And the comedy clubs, they're so close. So the waiter literally last night, he's bidding down on the front row with the plate of chicken tenders. Also, chicken tenders look good. Mm-hmm. So I'm losing focus.
Right.
Okay.
Oh my gosh, and
it's always distracting.
Yes.
Even when we do regular clubs, it's always distracting. It just feels way more because now you can hear a pin drop. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, and then my brother, clink, clank, barbecue. You said barbecue. I thought you said my.
And the waiters feel like they really give no shit. I'm like, y'all can't whisper. They'll be like, ma'am, did you say... Ma'am, we actually were all out of that. Would you prefer with just cheese, no pepperoni? And it's just like, fucking get in her ear. Get in her fucking ear. Oh, it gets on my nerves. I can't.
So, yeah, the tour not tour is through the summer.
The tour.
Oh, my God, Kevin, I could hit you with this ball.
Why?
Through the God dang on summer.
Just a collection of days.
Through the summer and then the real tours in the fall, Angel.
We're not touring all year. Post-nuptials. Tour. Post-nuptials.
I'm fighting for my
September. October, November.
Kevin, December? What is wrong with you?
Me. I hope so.
I can't.
Tour not tour. We're in New York.
Tour not tour for
6 days next week.
And they wanted me to add a show in New York. And I was
wait
like,
a minute. How many shows are you doing in New York?
Four.
Kevin.
Just four.
So is New York not on the tour?
It is.
What is wrong with
this? This is baby New York.
I thought it was three.
Four. Oh no, I'm sorry. It is
three. It's three shows in 4 days. I'm sorry.
I was about to be
there's
like,
four full days there.
You lied.
No.
It's going to end up being four shows.
This show is in Brooklyn. The tour show will be in Manhattan.
Borough.
There might be one in New Jersey. I don't know. It's a big city. I can't just do 300 seats. I gotta have more. This is my line of business. You're asking LeBron James not to play NBA games. He's an NBA player.
Make your money. It's just so funny that the words came out. No, I'm not touring at the top of the year. Definitely not going to workshop. This is not what a workshop is.
No, no, quote unquote, I'm taking the first half of the year off.
Yeah, because I did so much. Taking it off. I'm not touring. And then what? I'm telling you, it was me being like, wait a minute, why is our calendar keep changing?
Sprinkle me. It'll be sprinkle me. It won't be.
This is what your tours feel like. I don't understand what you mean it's a sprinkle. This is what it feels like.
I won't do more than 4 weekends a month. Promise.
Listen, God right, be with you.
Let's get into this racial slur at the BAFTAs. You know, there's so much to talk about with this. If you're unaware, the BAFTAs correct me if I'm wrong, Angel, I don't know. But it seems like the British version of the Oscars. It seems like it's their upper echelon award show. I think it stands for British Actors and Film.
It feels like more like the SAG Awards.
Okay. British Academy of Film and Television Arts. So maybe it's closer to the Golden Globes because that's TV and film.
Yeah. Okay. That makes more sense.
Okay.
Yeah, Golden Globes.
So at the BAFTAs Sunday night, I'm on Twitter and I start to see footage of, you know, they're saying Michael B. Jordan and Delroy Lindo are on stage and somebody yelled a racial slur at them. Mm-hmm. Then it comes out later that the person who yelled a racial slur is John Davidson, a person that a person that is diagnosed with Tourette's. And I want to make sure I pronounce this correctly. And that is, hold on. Give me 1 second, because I want to respect this thing. This is pronounced
Coprolalia.
Coprolalia.
Okay.
Coprolalia is the part of Tourette's that causes the person to yell out obscene words, cuss words, slurs, or just like the wrong thing at the wrong time. Mm-hmm. Okay. John Davidson has this, which apparently is a smaller part of the people who have Tourette's. A lot of people who have Tourette's do not have.
Yeah.
Coprolalia.
Okay. They have tics, versions of tics. There's various levels of Tourette's syndrome.
Correct.
Okay. So he yelled that racial slur out. So my first thing, and we'll get into more things, but my first thought was, dang, like, man, what happened? Once I found out he had Tourette's, first I was just like, who yelled that, you know? Then we found out he had Tourette's, and seeing that look on Michael B. Jordan and Delroy Lindo's face, as a Black American, we have all had that look for a variety of reasons at one point in time in our life. Mm-hmm. We've been disrespected, microaggressed, embarrassed, questioned, and you kind of have to like stand in that face of dignity. Mm-hmm. So this is my initial thoughts, Angel. As a Black person, I actually do understand how Tourette's works. I'm not even blaming John Davidson for his outburst initially. What I felt in the moment was exasperation and exhaustion, because it feels like Black people, we are always meant to have to understand why, you know, and you also are inundated with all types of videos on social media. Somebody calling Black people nigger, this, like you see, I can see a video like that 2 or 3 times a day. You also have the president of the United States posting a video of Barack and Michelle Obama depicted as monkeys. So it's not just an isolated event or incident as a Black American. And sometimes I feel like we carry the weight of all those things, from George Floyd and Trayvon Martin to Tourette's to Sandra Bland, Breonna Taylor. It feels like it's all directed at us, mm-hmm. if that makes sense. You know, we are very community minded. That's why when somebody succeeds, we be like, we won. Mm-hmm. And when somebody embarrasses us, we feel collectively embarrassed in a way a lot of other races don't feel. So it feels like, yes, in my mind, I understand, but I'm also kind of tired of having to understand. Mm-hmm. Right? That's my first thing. Then I'm going to tell you when I got mad.
When'd you get mad?
When I got mad when I realized that the BAFTAs are not aired live. And they were pre-recorded on a 2-hour tape delay. Mm-hmm. They did not edit that racial slur out. Mm-hmm. they edited out somebody, another, I don't know if they were black, they were, I don't know if they were, they were black, I was a black person. I don't know if they were an immigrant or I don't know if they were of African descent or Caribbean or just a black Brit, but they apparently said Free Palestine in their speech. And that was edited out. So the fact that the BAFTA's on a TOR tape, and then it came out that Warner Brothers, which is the studio that distributed Sinners, got wind of this and within time said, hey, we heard there's a racial slur directed at two of our stars. Y'all make sure that's edited out. This happened before it was aired. And it's still aired with the racial slur. One can only believe that the BAFTAs did it on purpose. And wanted this thing. You can't explain to me how if you didn't edit nothing out, okay. You was just tripping or it was, but even live stuff is never truly live. Will Smith. They all have the 30, well, that's a good point. Majority of them have, I think at that time that was true live, but a lot of live things are like 3 second, 5 second.
Though. They always have the dump button.
Yeah, something happens crazy, right? But this was not even live. Right. This was recorded, edited, down for time, removed other things out, and you can't say you didn't know. If Warner Brothers is on record as saying we reached out to them, everybody in the things heard it, it was the first award. How is it not edited out? If it's the first award given out of a 2 hour plus broadcast, you had the most amount of time. Everything else you edited out happened after that.
And the man said, nigga, how many times? He said it a couple of times.
So was he that said the first it one? Once in there. There's a black woman who I believe she was production design. Her name is Hannah. Let me pull it up. Hold on, Angel. Her name is Hannah Beachler. She said, I'm going to read her tweets. I keep trying to write about what happened at the BAFTAs and I can't find the words. This situation is almost impossible, but it happened 3 times that night. And one of the 3 times was directed at myself on the way to dinner after the show. And a 3rd time at a black woman. I understand and deeply know this is an impossible situation. I know we must handle this with grace and continue to push through. But what made the situation worse was the throwaway apology if you were offended. And I think that was from Alan Cumming, who was the host, who is the host of Traitors. Whom I loved. And now I'm like, nah, I got to side eye you at the round table at the banishment. I got to side eye you. Cause here's what it felt like. Now, it felt like, and I'm not saying we got to be inclusive, but it felt like the offended parties were disregarded.
Of course.
And we want to make sure the person who said the thing is okay. And I'm not saying you shouldn't, but let's also acknowledge. Because the dude who said it in his apology, he didn't mention anything specifically to Delroy Lindo and Michael B. Jordan, who were on stage. Can I read his apology?
Sure. I know you're going to. Get it out, friend.
I wanted to thank BAFTA and everyone involved in the awards last night for their support and understanding, inviting me to attend the broadcast. I appreciated the announcement to the auditorium in advance of the recording, warning everyone that my tics are involuntary and not a reflection of my personal belief. I was heartened by the round of applause that followed this announcement and felt welcomed and understood in an environment that would normally be impossible for me. In addition to the announcement by Alan Cumming, the BBC and the BAFTA, I can only add that I am have always been deeply mortified if anyone considers my tics to be, hold on, I had to click it. Dang, hold on, I'm sorry, Angel. To be intentional or to carry any meaning. I was in attendance to celebrate the film of my life, I Swear, which more than any other film or TV documentary explains the origins, conditions, traits, and manifestations of Tourette syndrome. I spent my life trying to support and empower the Tourette's community and to teach empathy, kindness, and understanding from others. And I'll continue to do so. I chose to leave the auditorium early into the ceremony as I was aware of the distress my tics were causing.
I don't understand why he got the choice to leave. I would have, if you show up with a nigga Tourette's, you can't sit in here. If that's the Tourette's you got today, if you got the nigga Tourette's, if you got the homophobic Tourette's, baby, we so sorry. You can't play with us today because your shit is turned to something that's not going to work.
Right.
And the fact that they didn't edit it out lets you know, like, we got to stop playing games with these white folk. They telling us to our face.
They have often told us to our face. And the thing is, if you would just tell me to my face straight up, I can deal with it. Yeah. It's the playing in my face I don't like.
Yeah.
Because now you done pissed on my leg and you told me it's raining.
Yeah.
You like, oh no, well, we how could we have known? Well, we did this and we did that.
Baby, if it was anti-Semitic Tourette's, they would have lit his ass on fire. Lit his ass on fire. But it's no way. Have you ever had the nigga Tourette's before? Then you should turn down the opportunity to be at a live recording.
He said that. There is a video I follow of a guy named Bosch, a big British food creator. And he was talking with John Davidson about his Tourette's prior to the BAFTAs. And John Davidson was telling Bosch, sometimes one of my tics is I say racial slurs. So it wasn't, he was aware that this was a possibility.
Oh, then he should have declined.
Right.
He should have declined. I'm not saying that he doesn't have a right to be everywhere he wants to go. But if you know that you got nigga Tourette's in you.
Nigga Tourette's is insane. You know,
like, especially because if I give him the benefit of the doubt that this is truly not what he wanted to say, it came out of his body and he's mortified. Why would you allow yourself to be in a position to be mortified? Mm-hmm. You shouldn't show up to the Image Awards. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You shouldn't show up to places where, you know, I'm about something that I can't control is about to make an ass out of me. And right. Not just that, it is going to deeply hurt the people that I'm in the room with.
Yes. I have another thought. I'm gonna let you get the ad out and I have another thought on that point.
Well, listen up here. I just used some Cash App because we had somebody watch our house and our children while we were gone to the Bahamas. And I was like, let me peel you off on some money. Pim, 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 pim. And it was so easy. Okay. Matter of seconds. Didn't have to actually have cash on hand because who do that is dirty. And it was perfect because I was just like, boom, let me put it over there. And she was able to use it for however she needed to. Now, listen, y'all. I'm gonna tell you what, you can also, if you want to be cute and fancy like your girl, you can draw on your Cash App card and personalize features, and you can customize it as long as it's not explicit. So you could be like stage crew on your Cash App. You hear me? For a limited time, new Cash App customers can earn $10 if they use code CASHAPP10 in their profile at sign up and send $5 to a friend within 14 days. Terms apply. Cash App is a financial services platform, not a bank. Banking services provided by Cash App's bank partner. Prepaid debit cards issued by Sutton Bank, member FDIC. Cash App Green. Overdraft coverage, borrow cashback offers and promotions provided by Cash App, a Block Inc. brand. Visit cash.app/legal/podcast for full disclosures. Cash App just released a new status program for the way people actually spend called Cash App Green. It unlocks new ways for you to pay, get rewarded, and easily grow or manage your money on your terms. Now you can spend at least $500 a month with the Cash App card or Cash App Pay and earn green status, which unlocks benefits like up to $200 of free overdraft coverages, higher borrow limits, and custom personalized cash back offers every Friday at places you love to shop. Turn everyday spending into status with Cash App Green. Download Cash App today and visit cash.app/new to learn more about this and other great features launching now. Thank you, Cash App. What are you about to say?
So let me tell you what Instagram did. Its big one yesterday. I saw so many black people with Tourette's. Yeah. Instagram was like, Kev, you don't even know if this many black people with Tourette's got thoughts on this. This is what you need to do.
Yeah.
So I let the black people with Tourette's inform me because y'all are living with the syndrome, some with coprolalia, some without, yeah. Right? One black woman really kind of gave me some good insight. She was like, I don't blame him for the outbursts. That's part of the disability. That's part of the disease. However, one thing people with Tourette's have, especially with
coprolalia,
is you often end up having to apologize to people. I've seen some clips of the man's movie, I swear. And one of the main points is Tourette's is the hardest when people are interacting with you and it's their first interaction with somebody who has Tourette's and coprolalia. Those are the worst interactions, mm-hmm. right? So they made this announcement in the auditorium prior to the show. I think that's fine. Mm-hmm. If I step on your foot on purpose, I apologize for the intended harm. I'm paraphrasing what she said. If I step on your foot by mistake, I apologize for the unintentional harm. She said that if your grandma had dementia and you knew she loved you.
I watched
and
she, this one.
You saw this one? Mm-hmm. She loved your grandbaby as much as you love your grandma. And as much as you know your grandma loves that your baby, it would not be wise for you to leave your baby with your grandma who has dementia unattended. Just here you go, grandma, the way you could with somebody's grandma who doesn't have dementia. Because although she doesn't mean to, the dementia can cause her to forget who the baby is, not feed the baby, not take care of the baby, and it wouldn't be wise.
Or punch the baby.
Or punch the baby. Mm-hmm. What the hell is the baby doing here?
Yeah.
Oh, snap. That's my baby.
Right.
So she was like, this is one of the things that happens with people with Tourette's. Sometimes, or she said this, not me. She said, or he could have watched in another room by himself, which is what he did.
This is Grace.
This was Grace. Yes. So I'm going to let her be the lead on me, them, but specifically her. I felt like she had the strongest take because she actually knows what she's talking about more than me. I think black people were also just feeling the weight of years of everything happening to us and us being told, well, this is why you shouldn't be mad for this. And this is why you shouldn't be mad for that. And this is why you shouldn't be mad for this. And the president just was making a meme. And that person who, like, when I told you about that time when I applied for a job at Abercrombie & Fitch, and they told me and Melissa to our face, you got to have the American look here, all American look. And I asked them, what does that even mean? And they're like, you know, the all American look. And I was like, well, you literally in the job interview, is it white people with blue eyes and blonde hair? And they're like, well, no, just the all American look. Me and Melissa left that job interview in the middle. It was like a group interview. Because I'm like, y'all not finna hire me? I'm a black boy with hair. I was going to say 360 weight, but I know.
It's okay.
Right? And then years later, I see that white hot documentary on Abercrombie and Fitch. And I'm like, I told y'all I wasn't crazy.
Yeah.
Right? But people told me in that time, no, that's not what they meant. You should have finished the thing. I know when a nigga ain't finna hire me, we ain't right. got to go to the end. Right. Just like I knew when I sat in them vectorized meetings, y'all ain't real. I'm not finna make
but
no.
But I bet you they can cut a penny.
They probably can. But I'm not getting no $27 an hour. I ain't got to come work for y'all. Any job, I got to buy my job first. I'm here because I don't have money.
I
got to
pay y'all first before y'all pay me.
I mean, it's $500. Nigga, if I had $500, I wouldn't be over here asking for the job. You win. You tricked me with that flyer.
You tricked me. You know, I think for black folk, not that I speak for all of us, but from what I feel is just like we be trying to get white people to take accountability for their racist thoughts. And now we're being told, no, it's not his fault. And while, yes, I have watched, I feel like, enough people who, you know, I don't know their actual medical diagnosis because I'm not the doctor, but who say they have Tourette's in the form of that word.
Coprolalia.
And I do know that, like, some of the stuff that comes out of their mouth would be insane for a person who did not have coprolalia. I tried.
That's why you just got to point to me.
Coprolalia.
It's a lot of letters you don't normally put together.
Coprolalia. It's a lot of letters.
They you say know that Lexi get in there. And
oh my God!
Because you got a disability too.
Okay.
You got a learning disability,
and I still got to call you Kevin on stage and not on stage Kevin. So I do know that some really, like, insane things can come out of their mouth that if a person who did not have that would not say in public, and for some not even in private. So my thing is that while yes, he does have I think it's considered a disability.
Yeah.
Okay. While he does have a disability, that doesn't mean that you don't protect those who don't.
Right.
It's not a, Well, in order for him to feel comfortable, you all have to feel uncomfortable when you all are also invited guests.
1,000%. I thought about what that lady said. It's like, think about driving. Mm-hmm. If I just don't have good enough vision, right? I have to either, my license right now says corrective lenses. Okay. If I go driving without my glasses on and I cause harm, they're going to be like, did you have your glasses on? And I'd be like, no.
He don't got no glasses.
That's what I'm saying. But my point is,
Sorry. I was like, they don't got glasses for the copalalia. Copalalia. Jesus.
All I'm saying is you're inclusive to a point that makes it safe for everyone. A blind person, as much as they have everything else, we're like, hey, we can't let you drive though. We can do these other things. Here's how you can get around. We can do X, Y, and Z, but we can't let you drive because if you were to drive, you could harm somebody. And the thing is that's all I'm saying. Like that lady said, if you know you have coprolalia, and I watched Bailing Out Loud. She was a TikToker and she got a show on.
Yeah, I love Bailing.
TLC. I learned a lot about Tourette's for her. Wind it up.
She does that with an arm. Yeah. I'd be like, get it, girl.
Yeah. Now, I don't know if she ever said nigga. I never seen it on TikTok.
I'm sure she has.
Yeah. So what the black girl was saying, it's like the words you don't want to say, the most obscene thing, because apparently he said F the queen to the queen one time. Her Majesty the Queen.
Thank God we don't have copalalia.
Yeah, go. You think, and I say butt stuff willingly.
The things I say, you think I don't have a filter. And I'm like, you don't understand what I'm saying. No copalalia.
You ain't no telling what you be.
And let me tell you, there'll be no cameras allowed.
You wouldn't be on Paradise. It wouldn't be no Patreon Live.
Oh, God.
And people be like, y'all is on a tape delay. Joshy, get the button ready, lock and load.
Oh, we would have a 30-second episode. What's up, guys?
It would just be overdone with copalalia.
Copalalia.
Baker, baby. You have to put that when she says something offensive.
So, listen, I think the man, he does not have copalalia when he is tweeting out an apology. So, I need you to learn what the apology is for nigga Tourette's.
I think if he would immediately said, if his apology immediately was like, I am so sorry, specifically to Michael B. Jordan and Delroy Lindo. Michael B. Jordan said his mom and dad were there and they left in tears.
Crying. Yes.
Right?
They needed to put him on the mic before it started and been like, listen.
Yeah.
I'm about to say some crazy shit, I'm pretty sure. I am sorry in advance. Mm-hmm. Not the announcement from the BAFTA people.
Yeah.
Him himself. Listen, I really want to be here. And I'm going to tell you right now, I'm about to offend a lot of y'all. I'm sorry.
If you said that up front.
Yeah.
And then afterwards, Michael B. Jordan. Because people online acting like black people can't understand how Tourette's works or
Copalalia.
Copalalia.
Hey, yeah. You sound like Elder Mark Jenkins. Hey, hey. Birthday shout out time. Birthday shout out time. Yeah. So let me read you the BAFTA statement, since everybody got a statement.
Yeah, everybody got a statement.
At the BAFTA Film Awards last night, and this came out just an hour ago as we shoot this. At the BAFTA Film Awards last night, our guests heard very offensive language that carries incomparable trauma and pain for so many. We want to acknowledge the harm that this caused, address what happened, and apologize to all. One of our guests, John Davidson, MBE, has Tourette syndrome and has devoted his life to educating and campaigning for better understanding of this condition. Tourette syndrome causes involuntary verbal tics that the individual has no control over. Such tics are in no way a reflection of an individual's beliefs and are not intentional. John Davidson is an executive producer of the BAFTA-nominated film, I Swear, which is based on his life experience. We take the duty of care to all our guests very seriously and start from a position of inclusion. We took measures to make those in attendance aware of the tics, announcing to the audience before the ceremony began and throughout that John was in the room and that they may hear strong language, involuntary noises, or movements during the ceremony. Early in the ceremony, a loud tick in the form of a profoundly offensive term was heard by many people in the room. Michael B. Jordan and Delroy Lindo were on stage at the time, and we apologized unreservedly. I like that word in that section. Mm-hmm. I might use that list. I apologize unreservedly
to
you. And to all those impacted, we would like to thank Michael and Delroy for their incredible dignity and professionalism. During the ceremony, John chose to leave the auditorium and watch the rest of the ceremony from a screen, and we would like to thank him for his dignity and consideration of others on what should have been a night of celebration for him. We take full responsibility for putting our guests in a very difficult situation. We apologize to all. We will learn from this and keep inclusion at the core of all we do, maintaining our belief that the film and storytelling as a critical conduit for compassion and empathy. My question is here. That's the end of the statement. Apology. They needed one more paragraph that said, we also apologize for not editing that out.
Yes.
When we edited other things out. We have no excuse. And I know that that makes y'all think that we did it on purpose to draw attention to the BAFTAs, or that we didn't do it on purpose. We just didn't care enough. Yeah. Also, Warner Brothers hit us up and we said, we don't care. Don't make no difference to us.
Because this edited. Just the stuff they apologize for. They don't want to apologize for that. They like, and thank, they, it should be, and thank you. You did exactly what we thought.
Right.
We left it in. Y'all know about the BAFTAs. Check us out next year. We'll have Nigga Tourette's back up in there one more time.
He's hosting.
Yes. Just yelling at folk. Hmm. That's got to be incredibly hard. It just has to be incredibly hard to have that hurled at you during a heightened professional moment for you, milestone, and to really feel like you have to take it with grace.
You got to.
Because there are certain people who wouldn't, that would have definitely been like, well, fuck you.
Right. And now we got a big problem.
Yeah. And no, and I'll be like, now who's, so we all about to be mad. Because if you mad at me, you're going to have to be mad at him. You're going to have to be mad. What I say is not a racial slur. It's an explicative.
Yeah. Explicative? Expletive?
Is it explicative?
I think it's expletive.
Expletive?
I think it's explicit language and expletive.
Expletive. Maybe
expletive?
Expletive. That's what they're putting. Expletive. Well, then what the hell is an explicative?
I think you just was adding a C in there.
I like explicative, but expletive.
Yeah, explicative is like, that's your Lexia throwing some other letters. Like, throw this in, ain't
it? Pow! Expletive. Yeah. Yeah, I've been like, I didn't say nothing that was offensive to a certain group.
Right.
I was very even keel on everybody, but specifically F you. So sorry to Michael and Delroy. Because
we'll apologize to you.
Yeah, because babies, that y'all don't deserve it. Y'all just out here acting, looking good, traveling the world, being who you is. Maybe we'll get to give an award to Delroy.
Angel, you know what I thought about? And I hope we get to do an Oscar-nominated film or Golden Globe level film. The amount of award shows that you have to attend to award season is also work.
Man.
They have, if you got an Oscar film of that many nominations, you get invited to, I see Michael B. Jordan and Ryan Coogler and Wumi at things 3-4 times a week.
Yes.
They are at the Independent Spirit Awards, ABFF, Oscars. As a person outside of Hollywood, all I knew about was the Oscars and the Emmys and then the Tonys. There are so many of the awards, like ABF honors, they're not ABFF honors. They're not televised.
No.
But now, because of social media, I'm like, God, dog.
And not just that, you have to get glam in a stylist for each of those events. It is an expensive cost to be nominated and to show up, because you can't just show up.
Especially as
and
a woman. Express.
That's what I'm definitely referring to myself, because glam, usually not every man gets glam. They put lotion on their face and go show up to the carpet.
This is my glam team.
I had to go and buy, I found my dress.
I thought you were wearing tuxedo.
Then I realized I'm fat. So it really gives lesbian vibes.
Unruly, man.
I thought you was gonna look like Janelle Monae.
No.
You look like Janelle Monae.
Yes, very. Monae.
Ladies and gentlemen, the lesbian. that dick angel.
That dick angel. I said, no, me and Kev are shaped too much alike for me to both of us to be in a goddamn tuxedo. I really thought, ooh, it'll give sexy. And then I was like, you're not shaped like that, though.
Listen, everybody can't do everything.
No, and
crop
I can't.
Crop tops, boy, I can't do no crop. Don't you show it to me. Don't you share it. I need a big red sign when I click on the thing. Kev.
Do not
since
do.
Since y'all be stealing our data, go in that my data and say, Cam, your butt crack gonna be out for show if you buy this shirt. Because that crop top be making me look like Rumpelstiltskin.
I was looking at tuxedos. I was looking at like sexy women tuxedos. And I was looking at the silhouette and I was like, God, no.
You gonna look like the Hamburglar.
Yes, I hate it. That's why we're still not telling you about a Paradise. But I have been cast as a like officer security quite a few times here.
Yeah.
It looks terrible on my body. I am like, oh God.
Why can't security wear skirts, y'all? Yes. I could actually run faster with the freedom.
So much faster. Can she wear shorts at least? Can we give something to the silhouette? So that's what I was like, oh, you thought you were shaped differently. Than what you were. You forgot what you
were. I remember I was complicit.
So I have on, the dress is absolutely gorgeous. Obviously, gonna be a titty moment because Angel gonna show her titties. And I hope y'all have understood that by now.
You got to.
Kevin gets to show his titties. Kevin, you do this. I ran into
now you it. You didn't rant. You called upon me.
I did.
At this point, you beckoned me. Uh-huh. You were a siren's call to titty me. You said, yo, oh, hey, horse. You begged me.
I did.
I've been doing good.
Have you? You think so?
No. I had done it a few episodes.
You were like, it was one whole episode.
But I got to answer the call. You threw the lob off the backboard, Angel. You want me to catch it and shoot a three?
I did.
I got to dunk it.
But this, I'm tell you, I ain't got to wear no Spanx with this dress.
And there you go. Now that's a blessing.
Oh, yeah. That got me excited. I said, when I put it on, I said, wait a minute. My waist is wasting.
And you just had to get glammed up for the last thing. What was that? When did you shoot? 2 weeks ago?
Yes.
Now, imagine when you get your nominee, when you keep your TV show and you get a nominee and you got to go to NAACP. Because here's the other thing. We go to the black stuff as well.
Yes.
Because the white people don't come over to ABFF. Yeah. They don't come over to NAACP Image Awards. Yeah. But we got to go to them. And there's so many events. I was talking to my homeboy, Scott Evans. I know we got to do an app. Mm-hmm. He put me on a game that I didn't even know he had. We had as a collective. I know of stylists and renting things. He said there's a company, and I forgot the name. It's kind of like Project Runway or whatever that run house was.
Rent the Runway.
Yes, Rent the Runway. Thank you. He said he pays a fee monthly. You have to have a stylist though. And they basically just let you rent the clothes. And you just have them. They take the cleaners back. You can resize them to your body. Because he said, because he works for E!, he'll have an event 4 times a week during award season.
Yeah.
For basically roughly January to Oscars is the end of award season, right? For the most part.
Have we not had the Oscars?
We haven't had the Oscars yet.
Oh, okay. Usually NAACP is the last one.
Yeah, so NAACP is this week.
This weekend.
Saturday? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Saturday. And the Oscars, I believe, is the week after, if not 2 weeks after. But for 3 months, he's like, I go to 4 to 5 events a week, and every week from January. And I got to wear something new because you're on the red carpet every single time.
It's so expensive. That I
and Megan just wear tuxy tux.
And just keep changing up the goddamn on time.
Ryan Coogler been wearing a base tux, different tie, different shirt, cufflinks. Zinzi Coogler? Different.
But you've been doing different.
Because I ain't going, like, I just thought about this. Let me have to go to 20 things. Don't talk to me about this. I'm wearing a black tux and let me alone. Y'all get to look at Lissa.
You had a little.
I had a little pipe and Drake.
I didn't see the bottom of Melissa's dress at first in y'all's little transition video. Mm-hmm. I didn't see it till the carpet. I said, the pink and the pink and the pink go together. Yeah. I saw it because you know why? I had on my Warby Parker glasses.
That's why you saw it, Angel. You better be good.
Yeah. Okay. Listen, glasses can be, getting them can be overpriced and complicated, but Warby Parker said, enough is enough. You ain't got to do that because Warby Parker makes it so amazing. That's why I'm obsessed with them. Okay. Cause nothing comes close on the quality, price and selection and customer service. Once you buy from Warby Parker and realize how much easier they've made the entire process, maybe you're going to be over there too. Mm-hmm. All right. Their virtual try on is a total game changer. You can literally try on glasses from your phone before you buy. It's wild how well that actually works. If you ever tried on any other company's virtual try-on, it's pretty janky, right? It don't work right. And Warby Parker can genuinely tell how the frames are going to look and fit. You just point the camera and boom, You can see tons of frames on your face in real time. All right. And the glasses, you're just going to be like, oh, this is cured.
What you going to say?
Oh, yeah. Your eyes are so curved. What's great is that they have prescription. They have sunglasses. They have all different colors and styles. Josh even got some of the Warby Parkers. Tell them about your Warbies.
I love my Warbies. My Warbies are in my car right now.
Are they?
No, yeah. I got the sunglasses Warbies. This is the first pair of sunglasses that are prescription that I've owned.
Ooh,
yeah. Oh, I knew I was getting money.
I feel like I can see 13 miles ahead.
Look at you.
When I'm driving. I feel so
13
safe
miles ahead?
Oh, yeah, I feel so safe now.
He's a safe driver. When it comes to quality for the price, Warby Parker is the best. Honestly, it's not even close. You used to have to choose between flimsy, outdated styles and spending half of your paycheck. Warby Parker completely changed that. Their prescription glasses start at $95. So you can actually get quality and stylish frames at an affordable price. Warby Parker doesn't just offer incredible prescription glasses. They have everything you need for happier eyes. That includes contacts, online eye exams, and sunglasses. It's all in one place, which makes it everything so much easier. They also have over 300 retail stores across the U.S. Warby Parker gives you quality and better looking prescription eyewear at a fraction of the going price. Our listeners get 15% off plus free shipping when you buy two or more pairs of prescription glasses at warbyparker.com/SK. That's 15% off when you buy two pairs of glasses at warbyparker.com/SK. After you purchase, they will ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them our show sent you. Thank you, Warby Parker.
All right, last thing on the baptism, we'll move on. Google just apologized as you were reading this thing. That's nice of them. For an AI-generated news alert that sent this to people's phone. This is it. I'm going to read it verbatim. Google: how the Tourette's fallout unfolded at the BAFTA film, .. The Hollywood Reporter, .. See more on niggers.
Dead ass?
Dead. But yeah. See more on niggers.
They really
play.
Because guess what? Races. AI is based on what?
Racist white people.
Thank you. See more on niggers.
AI, just pick it up. What's already there, Kev?
We live in a world where that man knew the most offensive thing to say because it's hurled at black people all the time.
Who's the CEO that got the notification? Whoa, whoa, whoa.
See more on niggers.
The racism be so unbelievable. You sometimes can't help but laugh.
I see why they gaslight.
In Post Falls, Idaho, they're removing Juneteenth from the official holiday calendar and putting back Columbus Day. I don't mind, because some stuff it was better when we just knew. We don't want you over here ruining it. Juneteenth.
You don't want the stuff at Walmart and Target?
Nah, nigga. See more niggers. No, I don't want to see more niggers at Walmart. You gonna monetize it and capitalism on it, and then Google's gonna send out see more niggers.
That's no the hard AI. ER. The AI has copalalia, and that's what happened.
Meeting you was a great thing. Hiring you was the best thing. Hiring you.
Thank you.
You promise if you get it, be a famous TV person. Like, what if you book Abbott? How are we going to do the podcast?
We doing the damn podcast.
But you're going to be shooting all day.
No, I won't.
You're going to be there a lot.
I'm going to be there a lot. You travel all day and we still somehow. You are on a tour, not tour.
I told my manager, there was like, add another show. I said, I got to come back and shoot the podcast. Told the Patreon.
Add the show and we'll do it virtual.
We'll do it live. All right, let's move on from See More Niggers. This girl is going viral. She put a hack on TikTok where she said she cleans her underwear in the hotel coffee maker. Apparently, the hotels had to give, this is unsubstantiated, the video I saw, but this next part is unsubstantiated. Hotel had to give refunds to people who recently stayed at the hotel she posted about, and the hotels put out a written statement they were replacing all the coffee makers in the hotel. The person said, we know she's getting sued. Your thoughts as a person who wears women's underwear?
You know, white people love to do things. White female content creators, not all of them, but there's a good portion. It's content creators, not even, let's get the white off of there, or woman, to do things that they know is like clickbaitable and almost sends you into rage. because it's an easy way to cut through the noise.
Yes.
I mean, putting your panties in a coffee machine. First of all, coffee smells terrible to me. So why would I want my pussy to smell like roasted burnt beans? When does that? Because you can't get the coffee smell out of it. No. It don't matter. It's going to smell like Dunkin'.
Yes.
And not what you want to dunk in it. No, not donuts, these nuts, none of it. And I've seen white women cook in the toilet. I've seen them do all types of shit to try to piss people off. And now you done messed around. You about to get your ass sued because you already know. That's the first thing I would do is complain to a hotel. Now, first of all, I never use a coffee machine.
Never
in my life. Ever.
Outside of this, I don't trust y'all. And y'all is... anyone. That thing could be sitting in here for God knows when. I walk down to the restaurant. Mm-hmm. Y'all bring it to me. I walk down to the coffee shop. You got a coffee caramel coochie latte.
Right.
And then, never in a it is not an amenity to me.
And I don't want a healthy coochie. And she could have a sick coochie. That could be sick coochie juice in there.
Sick coochie juice, healthy coochie juice, beginning of cycle coochie juice, and a cycle. Now you got some penny smell to it, a little bit of zinc.
Mm-mm. No.
I don't even like to use the body wash. In my head, I'd be like, what if somebody peed in here?
Because they could have.
They opened it up and nutted in there.
So I actually saw... I don't know. I think it was on Threads. Somebody opened up and there was a bunch of mold in there because they never clean them out. All they do is keep refilling it.
I will take my butt to 7-Eleven. Shout out to my wife. She got me on bar soap traveling. I used to carry my own body wash, but quite often that would explode in my bag and not have body wash all over.
I just had a body wash gate in my toiletry bag from this last trip.
Yeah, so that Melissa, bring...
I'm not bringing any soap.
Bar soap. But if I run out and I pack two or three, you know I like to have extra stuff. I will be like 7-Eleven always open.
Bar soap's cheap. Bar soap's cheap. Spring, you can get the 32 for
$4. They'll have a bar of Dove. There might be the little bar down at the 7-Eleven.
Shout out to Operation Nikki. Okay, people look at her like she crazy.
Who's that?
She's an influencer who I love. Her videos are so relaxing. She does a lot of cleaning and organizing. Stuff that I don't actually do in real life, but I like to watch her do it.
But you're on TV. Yeah, listen, you can't be amazing at everything.
And that is what I will allow to be terrible. I'll be terrible at it. Terrible. She overcleans, like she like puts new sheets on the hotel bed. Like she has.
Oh, I've seen these videos. I don't know if I've seen her, but I've seen people bring their own sheets.
She cleans the bathroom. She cleans all the like handles and stuff. Mm-hmm. She brings her own cleaning products. She'll even bring a goddamn portable washer and dryer. That's how she's not
a portable washer and dryer.
It's the cutest thing. It's like
how big is that?
It's that big. It's like the boom.
Like fits in her suitcase?
Yeah, and then you expand it. But yeah, it's like that big.
It's electric?
Yeah, it's that's small. Cool.
I've never heard of that.
I never knew this existed.
The portable washer.
Yeah, and then the dryer is almost like a garment bag.
Just blow some air in there?
Yeah, and so if you put your clothes in there, it fills it up, and then it dries it. It's like the stuff that you only see people in Asian countries use, like the small little meat. You know what
snap.
I'm saying?
I've watched so many of those videos. So cool. People like in China
shoe,
stuff.
The shoe
sanitizer. Yes.
Yeah. They be having whole routine over there.
She got all that shit. She
Black
probably,
lady, you said, right?
Yeah.
What was her name?
Operation Nikki. One of my favorite.
TikTok or Instagram?
All of it. Okay, because she's not playing games. She's one of my favorite influencers. Favorite. But like Operation one time.
Nikki?
Yeah, N-I-K-I, I do believe. One time, her video went viral. A lot of her videos go viral, and they put it on the Shade Room one time. And people are like, "That's where if you need it to be that way, you should just stay at home." And she's like, "Listen, well, I don't know why me wanting to have a clean experience is bothering you, but now you see the coochie juices is in goddamn coffee machine. You're like, well, maybe I shouldn't."
I never thought she was wrong. I've seen her videos before. I'd be like. I take a certain amount of just like, you know how you got to suspend belief to enjoy a movie? Mm-hmm. I just try not to think about the fact that somebody else is in this hotel. Mm-hmm. I just hope, like when you stay at a nicer hotels, sometimes the stuff just looks so clean. I just be like, this is clean. This is nice. This is clean and nice. This is clean. This is nice. This is clean and nice.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Now, when we first started touring, it was very obviously not clean and not nice.
Oh,
you
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? There's mold and smells, and even sometimes last year.
We would roll the dice. It'd be a roach or two.
We'd be a roach or two. I seen a roach out of Four Seasons one time. I said, not with these prices.
You get it out.
That roach was like, hey, I ain't supposed to be out here. I know it's actually going to cause a problem. Hey, boy, it was at a nice Four Seasons. One of the nicest rooms. I was confused. Mm-hmm. Roach was like, we got to like it nice too, brother. Got all kind of food.
It real nice.
But I seen her videos, and I'm like, sometimes I think, man, I wish I had that wherewithal. But I sit my raw butt on that toilet seat.
Oh, yeah. It's more so things that go in. There's definitely touring with you made me realize the tiers of hotel. And so now I do have a like issue with certain levels of hotel, and I will sleep in my clothes.
Yes.
And I used to not be that girl.
Yes.
Join us. More so things that have to go near my mouth. I'm probably for sure. More like I feel like I. Yeah, the mouth, it just... Everything else, I feel like I can easily clean it off of me.
Yeah.
But if it's gone in my mouth and into my body, you can't go in there and get it, fish it out. You can't. It's in there now. You cannot get it out. These folk are crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And this white lady, I think she just thought it would be funny, cute to do. She probably wasn't really doing it, like, because it sounds insane. Like, just go without panties, bitch, if you ain't got
Tracy
draws.
Ellis Ross done told you can wash your panties in the sink.
Yeah.
If you need to wash. And also, many times on tour, we have stayed at hotels that have laundromats in them. Right, little double tree, little courtyard. We on the road for long.
Alofs did us good.
Alofs, there's a picture. One of my favorite pictures Joshy took on one of the old tours is me and Melissa sitting in the laundry room of a hotel, just waiting for this laundry. Josh is in there waiting for his turn.
Columbus, Ohio.
Was it? Mm-hmm. We just waiting for. There's a lot of fluff and folds. Or buy a new pair of drawers. You go down to the Walmart. Mm-hmm. You say, I ran out of pack of drawers. When I, boo boo.
On yourself?
Boo-boo Gate, I booboo myself.
Boo-boo Gate 26.
Boo-boo Gate 26. I went down. I got me some new pairs of drawers. This is what you do. Or you could do a fluff and fold. Or if you got a nice hotel. Now, they're going to charge you $17 to clean your drawers.
Yeah.
That's crazy. I understand you.
It's like a pound, right?
Yeah, it be.
Each draw?
It be. I've been at hotels when we've been gone long and in very nice hotels. You got to write down how many pieces of drawers you have in the like thing. It's
on
like
draw?
It's per draw. Per pair of socks, per draw, whatever a piece of clothing you can have, women's blouse, women's bra, and the kids' clothes, there ain't no children's discount. It's draws. And I done spent a little bit because I'm not using the coffee machine for my draws. And also this is why I pack 2-3 draws a day.
But also a lot of what we've been taught by the Caucasians is that they wash their bodies only like twice a week. So why you need clean fucking drawers now?
Your
pussy's dirty? Put them crusty ass drawers on.
Did you know that your coochie lips can get smaller during a perimenopause?
I feel like we've talked about this before.
Somebody put it in the Patreon.
I saw it, but I feel like we've talked about this before.
Coochie lips small?
Yeah, on a podcast.
We talk about a lot of things.
But I checked and mine is still there. So I don't know.
You got to check in 10 years.
I'm going to check. I bet they don't feel like they feel like they got to stay in power. I don't know. Yeah. I don't think they're going nowhere.
Hold. Yeah. Stand together, man.
Yeah. I don't know. They feel like they got to stay in power. I don't know what would have to happen.
I am learning. Can I admit my ignorance to you, a woman and friend?
Yeah.
I thought menopause was like a light switch. Prior to being with a perimenopausal wife, I thought just one day you was menopaused. Mm-hmm. Like your body was like, the lights is off. I did not know menopause was a years long process. I didn't realize how many different things are affected by hormone imbalance. Mm-hmm. My great grandma had a beard. She always had a beard that I could remember. I didn't know. That could be perimenopausal, postmenopausal, PCOS. I didn't know PCOS. I know so many black women had PCOS.
Fibroids. 9 out of 10.
Fibroids. Many of my homegirls be having fibroids.
Yeah.
I feel like, I was a child, I don't know. I feel like a lot of things are talked about now because of social media, the advent of social media, and it's very helpful. But I thought menopause was like, oh, you 50, you have like one last period and you never have them no more and you're infertile. No, your body starts shutting down for longer.
Well, because menopause is the destination.
Right.
But I don't recall there being a discussion about perimenopause until I became an adult.
No episodes on Murphy Lee.
Oh, that was so good. I said, my friend's brain is bad. And then Josh came over there and he was like, Passion of the Christ. I said, Mel Brooks. Listen, not guys, Mel Gibson.
Mel Brooks specifically is so funny because of his comedy. Yeah. Mel Brooks' version of The Passion of the Christ is a very different movie.
Yeah.
Have you seen Blazing Saddles?
Of course.
Mel Brooks making The Passion of Christ.
It was
sacrilegious.
Like, it was so good. Oh.
Blazing Saddles was crazy at the time, too.
But man, I'm living with a woman with perimenopause. Let me tell you what's so interesting, Angel. Melissa been cold her whole life. Now she's hot. And I'd be like, oh my God. You had the window. The fan is on her side of the bed now.
Now you're cold?
Josh, I'd be in there dying.
She's going to heat a blanket now.
Well, that's the thing. She be having blanket on, blanket off, blanket
that's
on,
what you gotta
off,
do.
Fan on, window open, fan on, off.
Yeah.
Hot. I'm talking about she'll wake up and be like, feel my chest. Her chest feels like she has a fever. It is like hot to the touch, like she's been hooping and has a fever of 102. Oh my God. I'm never in 26 years of marriage, of knowing her, 1 year I have been consistently hotter or colder than she is. She be burning up internally like she just ate like a lava soup.
Yeah. That's what I had made the mistake of traveling in our under ski gear outfit and thinking
the that, layers.
Yeah. The bottom, the inside layer, because it feels like dry fit. But instead of regular dry fit, it has a layer underneath it that actually wicks away your sweat. The sweat is the only thing that's cooling you the freak down, but it's taking the sweat off my body. So I'm just getting increasingly hot to the point that I'm about to have a full blown explosion of like rage and throw up and diarrhea because my body, unfortunately, unlike a lot of women, my body does not like discomfort of any type. Mm-mm. If it's in pain, if I have a headache, if I'm too hot, it thinks we should throw up or shit ourselves because something is in us that is causing this.
Hey, y'all, what if we just threw up right now?
It's going to make it better.
That's going to help some way. It's going to make me feel better. Stomach, how you feel? I thought you'd never ask.
Yes. So we literally had to change in the Bahamas airport. Marcus could see it. He said, let's go get you a shirt. I said, by this time, I'm going through. My shirt is literally like this as I'm going through TSA. I am literally stomach out. Just... I am dying. I rolled up the sleeves as high as I could. He's like, come on, let's go get you a t-shirt. I was like, please.
Can we get ice cream too?
Because I'm going to show up. I'm going to show up here soon. It's so hot. He was like, but it's also hot in here. I was like, it is too.
Y'all want to be us. Y'all want us to be with y'all.
Yeah. He's like, no, it's actually hot. I was like, okay. Woke up on the plane about to throw up. I said, why is it? He was like, no, for real, Angel. It is hot. Anyways, listen, you guys, while we might not be able to solve perimenopause, we can help you figure out how to get yourself some good credit, okay? Mm-hmm. All right, because I've had bad credit before, and baby couldn't get nothing. If I wanted to have a credit card, they were like, no, you can't. You get a prepaid card, and you put your cash down first.
Yeah.
You want to get a good apartment, they're going to be like, no, your credit ain't good enough to do this. I have had a really hard time with bad credit when I was younger and I felt like I was stuck. For anyone like me, I want you to know about Ava. Ava is a credit building app that is designed to work fast and help your credit score where it really matters so that your credit score can start climbing with almost zero effort. Instead of a secured card that locks up a deposit and takes a week, Ava can approve you in 5 minutes with up to $2,500 credit limit and no credit check. Just pay your monthly subscription like usual with Ava, the Ava credit building card, and Ava reports your on-time payments to all major credit bureaus, helping you build solid credit history quickly. Ava members improve their scores by an average of 30 points in 30 days. Ava can now report your rent, utility, and phone bills automatically, even up to 24 months of past payments. So your everyday payment help build credit faster, all included in your Ava membership. Ava members get access to all of Ava's credit building tools, no hidden fees or sneaky membership tiers to unlock extra features. Ava keeps a low stress, low cost, and super transparent. Ava has over 2 million downloads and is the highest rated credit building app on Trustpilot with almost the most 5-star reviews. Take control of your credit today. Download the Ava app, AVA, and when you join using our promo code THING20, you'll get 20% off your first year, monthly or annual, your choice. Again, grab the Ava app and use our promo code THING20 so they know you heard it from us. And you'll get 20% off any plan for up to a year. That's promo code THING20. Thanks to Ava. Now go get yourself good credit. Ta! All right.
All right. Moving on from Coochie Gate. Angel, I don't know if you saw what happened with the cartels.
Yes, I did.
Okay, as a black woman with a Mexican friend, Joshie, maybe you need to speak first.
Why would you insinuate that?
I mean, because you're Mexican.
But did you want him to speak on a cartel like he knows anything
about
the cartel?
No, I just feel like I like to let people talk. We're probably, you know what I'm saying? I wonder what you thought.
You a 1/8 Mexican?
I 1/8, but he's 7. You 8/8. Or just 1/1. I never was good with fractions.
I'm terrible with fractions. I'm majority, though. Last time I checked my ancestry, I'm still majority.
Wait, what's the other stuff?
I got all kinds of stuff in there.
What you got in there?
Pull it up.
I thought you was just a Spanish guy.
No, he got a lot. Something bit me.
You're a different... I got stung by a bee this morning. Did I tell you?
Yeah, I heard you say it when I was on the phone.
I got stung by a bee in the hallway.
You took it like a champ because I would be done for the day.
I thought about it. I was like, I felt something crawling on me. And as soon
it's
as I felt it...
on the back of your head? Yeah, turn around, friend.
It's only a little bit. He didn't get me good.
Where? Point to it.
Right here.
Okay, I see it.
He didn't get me great, but he got me. Mm-hmm. I killed him too.
He was going to die anyway.
He was going to die anyway, but I wanted to make sure I saw it because it hurt like crap. Murder. And I threw him down. He was like, I'm going to die anyway. I said, you're going to die now.
Yeah.
You're going to sting me in the back of my head.
That's what you got to do.
If you're just joining live, we'll talk about Paradise on Friday's bonus episode. We want to give people a chance to watch it, especially because it was 3 episodes. Do you know how many episodes you're in? Or are you finding out with us?
I'm not saying anything.
Stop, Kev.
I'm not saying anything. I'm not saying anything. You have to watch.
All right.
No spoiler.
You find it, Joshie?
They keep changing the app, but these are all my regions. I'll
pass on. Oh, look at all that Africa.
You got Africa in you?
I got Jalisco on me. Jalisco!
Oh, you all over Africa.
Oh, no, El Mencho, though. I'll tell you that right now.
You don't know El Mencho?
I don't know.
He got all kinds of colors in here.
Yeah.
Did you send a spit in?
Yeah.
How long ago?
I got my DNA.
Because Tony said his
probably at least 2 years ago now, maybe 3 actually. But it changes a lot though.
That's what Tony was telling me.
You got
the more people
Canada,
do it, the more you get in there.
But you got more Africa than anything else.
Come on,
Joshie.
I can say the N-word.
No. Okay. And even with Capricorn, you can't do it. What the fuck? Copralalia. Even with the Copralalia.
So I got a show in Mexico City. So
it's still happening? Really? 50-50?
Oh, nigga, if you don't cancel that damn show.
Mexico City wasn't hit. It was mostly Guadalajara and Puerto Vallarta and Jalisco. Mexico City is a different area.
Puerto Vallarta is Jalisco. The state is Jalisco. Puerto Vallarta is a city.
But Mexico City is far from there.
Not far enough.
I think I'm still going to go.
With you, man. You know, when you ride, we ride.
I'm closely monitoring the situation, but this is not a tour. This is why it's just a collection of dates.
When is this supposed to be?
2 weeks.
March 15th. Don't agree.
I'm going.
I'm telling Melissa.
The cartel, I'm from El Paso. You think the cartel ain't up in there?
They up in there different.
They up in there. They but in it's Mexico not the City.
Same. No, it's different.
Mexico City.
It's different.
As long as things keep calming down.
I'm a little nervous.
I am going.
You should be nervous.
I'm a little nervous.
They're going to look at you, rich American man.
And they're going to be like, Kev on stage.
They don't be up at the hotels, though.
He good, yo.
This what you think?
They're going to be like, he good. They're going to be like, ain't you 1/8? I'm going to be like, I 1/8, brothers. And they're going to be like, all right, bro, you good.
I'm from El Paso. They'll be like, oh, man.
Yeah, they're going to be like, Joshie with you? Spanish guy? Yeah, Liz? Okay, she good. We good.
That's all they'll talk to.
The black people in expats in Mexico City, they said they were safe. They said everything is good. Everything is normal. They said
it's because a gun was to their head.
They said just don't go to Guadalajara and Jalisco and to Puerto Vallarta. I already been to Puerto Vallarta. Actually, one of my favorite food cities in the world. Me, Melissa, and Josh there. What was that?
Lapa. We had the Mazapan martinis.
Where
is Puerto Vallarta? Is it in Puerto Baja?
It's on the Pacific side of the main.
The main, okay.
The main part.
That's our side.
Our side. Mm-hmm.
But not in Baja, California. Baja, Mexico. Mm-mm.
Ensenada. Also, although it was kind of crazy.
Ensenada's Baja, man.
I know, but I like to say Ensenada. Okay. Seeing them fires on them buses.
And shooting up inside the Costco.
Oh, I didn't even see that.
It was the airport. Our pop.
I heard gunshots in the airport.
And see, you got to fly into the airport, don't you?
Not that airport, though. That wasn't Mexico City's airport. Okay. Well, maybe that was Guadalajara, I believe.
Maybe they are revamping to get over
was
there.
That was Guadalajara. You're right.
Maybe they're revamping and planning. Okay, I told Marquita she ain't allowed to go there. She was going to
And
go
that's her
summer.
Purse. That's her place.
That's her favorite place, isn't it?
She be in Mexico. She has everything you need to be an expat.
Mm-hmm.
I could see her being like, I just work in Mexico City now.
Yes, well, she's not allowed to go no more. I told her that last night.
For how
night.
Long? When can we go? April? May? June? World Cup coming? You think they're going to stop having the World Cup games? They for sure going to have the World Cup games.
Oh, they might move.
Nah, they ain't moving out of Mexico.
See, then you move it.
Mm-mm. Also, did y'all see that the United States was, like, low-key involved in this operation?
Oh, yeah, that's our intel. Well, not ours. You know what I mean?
We be in everything.
Meanwhile, FBI homies over there cracking brewskis with the hockey
God.
Team.
What? Why is the FBI agent in the hockey team's locker room? I ain't never seen an FBI agent smile in my life. He's the director.
Somebody wrote a meme about potential information on Nancy Guthrie at the NCAA Men's Championship, and he wants to personally take it.
We are not a serious country because the director of the FBI is not a person I should even know about. You don't have no intelligence to be reviewing.
He also has such a dumb face, man.
He does. We'll see you in Valhalla, brother. Shut the hell up, Cash Patel.
Shut the hell up.
Did you watch Night of the Seven Kingdoms?
Yes, it ended stupid.
Do you think so?
It was like so long. And we were like, is this how it ends? The episode 4 and 5 were great. 6, I was just like.
Well, you know this. The penultimate is going
to
be.
This one you're telling me to watch?
Yeah, you ain't watch.
See, just like Game of Thrones ending.
No, not the same. Not the same.
Episode 6, we were like.
They could have just put that. They could have put about 7-8 minutes of that at the end of 5.
Yes.
And then just said, this is 5 now. I enjoyed it. But boy, they took their time.
Time.
They took 30 minutes. They probably had about 6 minutes of stuff.
We already knew the truth about the Hedge Knight.
I didn't know that.
Oh, I knew from the jump.
You did?
Yes.
I thought he was honor type guy.
I said, oh, this nigga lied.
But what if he knighted him? That was so funny when Arlen Pinnichu woke up like, got to finish the story. I said, this is the funniest Game of Thrones ever. They ain't got no budget. So they said, we ain't got
Mel
no money.
Brooks of the Game of Thrones. That's what I was saying. But then Mel Gibson, Passion of the Christ, came into the conversation.
So overall, what'd you think? Would you watch the next season?
If I'm bored.
Angel, like it as much as I did.
How
can we be friends if we don't like it exactly the same?
It's just, I'm sorry. That's how I felt when you didn't like National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
I liked it.
No, you didn't.
Like I did like it. I just don't have the nostalgia.
When did you watch it?
Like 2 years ago.
2 years ago.
And
it was funny, man. Randy Quaid.
Randy Quaid.
He had the lights going, Griswold. But Randy Quaid sucks now, so I didn't have the like.
Does he suck?
He's
the
big
Trumper.
MAGA.
Of course he is.
And I didn't know when I watched Independence Day, so now I'm watching him. I can't love him And also, your boy Chevy Chase sucks now too. I didn't even know. But yeah, I think you have a nostalgia. It's like when I made the boys watch the 5 Heartbeats.
Oh my God!
And when I tell
terrible.
You, they was like,
"That's terrible." But that's almost as bad as me making a kid. I was like, "Little Marcus, you need to watch School Days." And then I realized I could see Lawrence Fishburne's dick, and I was like, "Wait a second.
I ain't seen School Days. I know.
This is why you, your wife, and your children are all going to be at white schools. They school days is necessary. I know my pair. What's that show?
Different World.
Different World is not enough. School days is what.
I feel like Different World was enough.
No, School days is really what.
Hillman. Mm-mm. Hillman College, y'all.
You need to have been in Morris Brown or whatever the name of the college was. Yeah, no, not five. I did make my kids watch The Wiz, and they did love that.
Yeah, my boys, we made them watch The Wiz, and we also took them to see The Wiz.
Correct, same.
We've been doing good on their black stuff. The thing they probably enjoyed the most comedically was...
Mission College, thank you.
I'm going to get you, sucker.
Oh, now that's the one thing I haven't had my kids watch, because I need to watch it again to
Not let them, sweet little boys. Not that twin, not that modeling twin. I meant to talk to you about that TikTok. Let me tell you what. You keep Tyra Banks away from him.
Oh, because she would ruin him.
She would. That baby said, say no more.
He thinks he is.
What do you mean thinks?
Oh, yeah, he knows.
No, Angel. He doesn't think. He doesn't know. He has proven.
Yes.
Time and time again, he knows exactly who he is. Oh. You think Joshy, the people of the world, Kai been known.
Yeah.
I'm that nigga, been that nigga.
Pretty
bow
much.
Tie on elementary school noodles, no packet.
Yeah,
have you seen that?
No.
Finesse two time cereal, no murk. No. You ain't seen this on TikTok. Get on the internet sometime.
I do be on there. I watch Nikki clean her house.
I'll start sending you TikTok. But also, I ain't gonna send you TikTok because you ain't gonna just be not watching my TikTok.
I watch everybody. I watch the TikToks that my friends send me.
Hold on.
Me, Denora, and Brisha, and my husband. My son sends me some sometimes too, and they make me laugh.
TikToks?
Oh, well, Instagram. He ain't got the TikTok.
Noodles with no packet.
Peggy.
Wait till you get the cereal.
Cereal with the can murk.
Murk.
With powder murk.
Murk.
No murk.
Stop saying murk.
Waffles, no syrup. Jelly.
Jelly. Why he styling like this?
No jelly. Nothing.
Nothing.
No murk.
And no murk. The teeth showing.
The thing I don't understand, and everybody made this point, the packet go with the noodles. They don't even sell noodles with no packet.
He was eating spaghetti.
Which is what I'm saying.
He was eating spaghetti.
The packet not sold separately. Yes. The packet is in. We was noodles family. They ain't never said, nah, we ain't got no money for a packet. Pack it in there.
Yeah, the packet's there. And when you look at the sodium, how are we alive? How the fuck are we alive?
Angel, I told you during the pandemic, I got into a noodles thing. I was eating them Korean Nongshim noodles, the spicy kind. I was walking from my house all the way to like a corner store, bringing them back. I was ordering them from Costco. Melissa was like, Kev, you gotta stop eating those. And I was like, why? I wasn't looking at the sodium. That thing was like 4,000%.
Yeah.
It was like 400 milligrams.
How many were you eating a day?
Oh, wait a minute. The fact that you said how many were you eating a day versus how many days were you eating them, that's crazy.
It was the pandemic, guys. You know,
like no more than two.
How are you eating
than back to back?
Let me just say, let me tell you, most days, no more than one. Some days, no more than two. Occasional days, I'd have two and then one later.
Kevin, how are your fingers not so swollen?
My fingers feel like wood.
What's that white lady on the Jamie Lee Curtis? That's what your fingers should have looked like.
I know. I'd be going through a phase where I'd be liking something. Last week, you know, I'm trying to lose my weight, 270. Man.
Are you? I didn't know you were.
I am.
I thought you were just being healthy, man.
I'm being healthy, man. That's all I am. But there's a Nectar juice bar opened up near my Uber radius. I love a new restaurant on my Uber radius. So I had never heard of Nectar. Nectar. Boy, they got a PB&J bowl. Angel, they got coconut cream, cacao nibs.
Coconut cream's underrated.
Joshy, I have convinced myself I was eating celery. So I'm eating these. 2 weeks ago, I was eating one a day. Melissa was like, Kev.
Oh my God, Kev.
She's like, Kev, you can't.
You got obsessive behavior.
That's
This way you can't do a lot of things.
She was like, that's too much sugar. I'm like, they got all kind of apples in there. She was like, you know, fruit has a lot of natural sugar, and you putting cacao nibs and coconut cream. Oh. I was like, it's acai.
I do like, love me a good acai bowl.
She said, man. Angel, oh you got to go to this nectar. Angel, it's the best
acai. This is why I can't wear a tuxedo,
this
see?
This is why you can't. But also, sometimes I'd be like, well, if I just look like that, I look like that. Yeah. But at least I can have what I want. Yeah. So she was like, just eat one acai bowl every other week. I was like, that's only 2 a month. I was eating one a day.
That cuts into your plan, though.
Yeah, but eating, I told myself.
Was a healthy food you told
yes,
me?
Yes, okay, because well, I was eating less animals.
Oh,
I was I was not eating that in addition to my lunch. I was eating that instead.
Okay. That's good that you're reducing your animal intake. This is what happens to me. I just went to the Bahamas to celebrate our good friend BJ and his retirement. And so everybody who came either is from Lexington or lived in Lexington at one point in time. It was all couples. Mm-hmm. And every single last woman on this trip was at least my size. And I said, this is right. This is how we supposed to look, huh?
Angel.
This is it.
If you got out of this industry and you just go to a church.
I'd be America's Next Top Model. When I go look at my
shows, I'd be like, this is me. We is us.
Yes.
This is what my family looks like. My auntie, my sisters, my friends, my home. You, all my friends from high school. We is 40 plus.
Yes.
Okay, everybody can't be Eric Benet and Holly Berry. Them niggas is outliers. We are the norm. Yes. I sell a lot of extra large shirts.
Come on.
And 2X.
Yeah, them small.
I don't sell that many small.
Take forever to get them up off.
After you listen, get one, a small going to be in my inventory for years. But that XL, 2XL, 3X, 4.
Them is getting
I
sold.
I know my people. I see them at the shows. That's why I be looking at their plates. I be like, first of all, how close are we? Because that pizza look good.
It look good as hell.
That's what I'm saying. You ain't abnormal. You is regular black woman who 40 plus.
I said, look at us. Up in here all thick.
Who would have thought?
I love it for us. Who would have thought? I said, God dang, now I got to go back to skinny ass LA.
And that's the problem. We living in a place where the people aren't real and they're over here eating. Mm-hmm. They're over there going to Erewhon and stuff, starving themselves off of pure hunger or eating disorder.
Drinking bone broth every morning.
Did you see what she eats?
Who is she?
Gwyneth Paltrow. For breakfast has a cup of black coffee.
Show Angel.
For lunch has a cup of bone broth.
Oh, yes, I heard that. And I'm like, girl, you ain't even, like, we not looking at you like that. You could be whatever size and you going to work. You win it.
You is that woman's daughter. Who her mama is? Blythe Danner.
Yeah.
Blythe Danner.
Your goddaddy is Steven Spielberg. Baby, you can work at every size. You why really we can. Need to see your pelvis bone?
That's why I like Jack Black, because he is who he is. This is her.
And they do a coke.
I have bone broth for lunch a lot of the days. I have bone broth for lunch a lot of the days.
Bone broth for lunch. Yeah.
She ain't got a burger with it?
Like soup for lunch. I have bone broth for lunch a lot of the days.
So Gwyneth Paltrow shared her diet.
Oh, my God. TikTok. I don't want the niggas staying stuff stupid. After.
They love it. They love
bone
it.
Broth is not a... That is a base of something you are going to make.
That is like cow piss. It's like chicken piss. It is the broth of an animal.
Yes.
After you boiled their bones.
That's
it.
That's not for real.
It's not.
Mm-mm. What are you, what? That's like a bouillon cube.
But without the good salt.
Like you can't, that's like saying I had tea for lunch.
You might as well just do that. That makes more sense to me.
Yes. I'm not doing that. I can be honest. As a man, I can work at this size. It's not going to be impediment to my stuff. But also, as a creator, I can work because I made the stuff. Exactly. And I cast me. Let me let you know something. Over at Kev on Stage Studios, you going to work up over 2 Honda? Because the things you say out of your mouth is funny. What you put in, that's your concern.
Yeah, okay.
And you are representation.
The women looks like me.
Yes.
I see my reflection hit it to me going, Angel. And I'll be like, hi, do I know you? No, but I watch your stuff. Well, yes. Hate me because we looking the same.
Remember when we was doing that tour? And I know I'm so sad you retired from comedy. You had this joke about it's the say you can't kidnap me by yourself.
Oh, man. You're going to need an accomplice. You about to get me.
You ain't finna
the furniture strap?
You ain't finna just steal me alone? You better pull the van around first.
Angel, come back
you
out.
You got to knock me in the van if you want to steal me.
Come back out. Angel, we're only doing 52 weekends.
I know, right? I can't trust Kevin. That's why I can't go on tour with
you. Don't you dare trust me. I'm going to look you dead in your face. And this is why I'm a good liar, because I'm not telling lies. I'm telling truths that change.
No, you're telling lies so good, you're lying to yourself.
No, they're not lies, Joshy. That's the key. They are truths. The truth just changes. If you gave me a lie detector test at the beginning of the year and asked me if I'm going on tour in the first 6 months, I would say no.
Yeah.
And the lie detector would be like, he's telling the truth. And then after I do one good show, I'm like, now I'm going to Missoula, Montana.
I can't. I just can't.
But yeah. Anyway, that was a good time. I truly enjoy this podcast. Shout out to Angel. Please watch Paradise if you want to talk about it. By Friday, we can't help you.
Yeah.
What was that last topic? What were we talking about?
We was talking about
after
Coffee Gate.
Was it the cartel?
Cartel.
Also, Eric Benet cussing is just
real. We need to talk about the cartel.
Yes, because y'all not going to Mexico City. You think I won't call the TSA people?
What you gonna tell them?
He got a bomb.
I'm gonna be like, I don't.
I'll be like,
I'm gonna call him first. And be like, ain't you finna say this, y'all? But I'm not.
It's gonna be in your bag too.
Be like, she's got the push the button, Kev. The call it.
Oh, I ain't let it go.
Copralalia.
We said Angel's got the copralalia. Don't listen.
And then they go check your bag and be like, there is a bomb in here.
There's gonna be a burger in there
before they're gonna bomb burger.
Hold on, let me hear Eric Benet cussing. He cussed so funny to me.
We all saw the Grammys and remember.
No, that's not the one. I made a TikTok with him in Fayetteville earlier this year.
Hey, what's going on? Some of y'all saw my fuck you, bitch. Saw my post.
It's just a funny way to say that.
It is actually funny.
But I see you also ain't.
God dang it. Eric Benet be putting some TikToks on the board, boy. He's this funny in his whole career is being handsome R&B boy.
I know. It's still got all of his damn hair.
I mean, full head of hair, full beard.
Yeah.
It ain't right. Also on the bonus, me and Angel going to talk about, we're hosting the NAACP Awards. We're going to find out a lot of things together because I don't know. I didn't see, they were supposed to send a script. Did you get it?
I'm looking. I don't think so.
Okay. We gonna have a lot to talk about on the bonus. For everybody who supports us via Patreon, we are grateful. If you're not able to support us via Patreon, you got to understand, I got to try and get you to come over here. If you ain't got it, you ain't got it. Mm-hmm. But I got to make you feel guilty, because if you just got it and you ain't chipping in, then now you got to look at yourself in the mirror.
We're also at work.
We're at work. We're salesmen. We're entertainers. We live in a world where we got to create our own jobs.
Constantly
create our own jobs. I was talking to some actor friends of mine, and they were saying that since the audition has switched over to mostly, I've heard this constantly, since it switched over to mostly self-tapes, their booking rates have dropped tremendously. Mm-hmm. And then remember that article came out, we talked about this before, that they said most casting directors only listen to 4 seconds mm-hmm. of the thing. When you got Paradise, did you self-tape at first, or you went in?
Self-tape right in that corner.
That's booked it in this room?
Yeah, Marcus was. I put part of my audition at the end of my post. I put two of the scenes that I shot in here.
What does it feel like?
What?
When you finally book.
I'd be like,
because
oh.
You, I come in here, I probably done seen you finishing up an audition maybe 100 times. Yeah. Over the years, mm-hmm. with my own eyes, you had that light on. You'd be like, hey, friend, mm-hmm. let me just submit this real quick before we start. Mm-hmm. How do you keep going? Because you know you're talented, but you don't always book. Right. But when you book, I'd be like, actually, it's not even fair to say I'd be like, I seen you on TV before we was close. When I seen you on Atypical, I said, dang, this nigga really is acting good. She had to kiss that white man. But outside of that, I know. And I said she. But like, you know what's in you. But you don't be booking everyone. And that's not you only. That's
everybody.
I remember KJ Smith was like, man, I didn't book for hundreds of auditions in a row. Mm-hmm. hundreds in a row. Like, how do you keep your mind sane and believe I'm gonna just keep doing this until they book me?
You know what? It's weird. I know it ain't got a whole lot to do with me. Like, I can submit a fire ass audition and it might not have a damn thing to do with me if I'm going to book it or not. I've gotten to the point that I've literally, when I booked Paradise, I forgot I auditioned for Paradise.
Really?
Yeah, I thought they were calling me about something else.
Is that just how much you're turning over?
Say it again.
Is that just how much you're turning in and turning over? Or?
Yes, I throw away the sides half the time. I'll be like, let up, okay.
But you memorize your sides, right?
Quasi, not all the time.
Did you memorize for Paradise?
Yeah, kind of, sort of. It was loosely in my brain.
How long are you preparing usually?
Depends on what it is. Paradise, like, I prepared when I sat up in that corner.
Dang. That's crazy.
That is so. I've heard so many times that people just were like, I just went there and did it, didn't think nothing about it, and that's when they book.
Yeah.
Because apparently they can feel the desperation through the phone or through the room.
Oh, yeah. My desperate years have been gone. They've been gone. It's just, and also it's just like, I know the Lord is the one who wants me here, and until he tells me it's time for me to go, it is what it is.
Were we about a vessel?
No, leave up out of LA, Kevin. And not have, well,
you,
this
go. Ooh, Kevin. It could mean anything. Why would the Lord be telling you to go out of LA?
If he's like, this is no longer where you're supposed to be.
Tell him no.
But you be trying to tell him I want to go.
That's true.
I don't.
You have thought about Atlanta. Don't you look at me and lie to me in my eyes.
I had a dream I moved to Houston last night.
See, look at your black ass.
Yeah, I said that's a nightmare. I know. I said, Brain, you know I don't. I like Dallas way more than Houston.
Maybe you were just had a day trip to Houston and you were driving back to Dallas.
That's exactly what it was. Temperament is the same.
But only like for certain pilots or certain movies, I might be like, it depends on how like wordy it is. If it's very conversational, yeah, I'm going to prepare for maybe 15 minutes.
You forgot you auditioned for that. And
I was on the Disney cruise when they called me and I just so happened to get reception.
Disney for Hulu.
Yeah. Hey! Hulu, who knew?
On the Disney vessel, boat. Serving as a vessel yourself.
Hey! Yes, come on. And they were like, you booked it.
You going to take your baby to black church or Catholic?
Ooh. Oh, not Catholic. Nah.
What is you?
I'm kind of floating right now.
He's non-denominational, kind of, sort of.
I'm non-dom.
He like them people. Come to church he like with me. The
I haven't been there in a minute, though. I've been to.
You take your baby to Macedonian Baptist Church and connect with that black side. I want your baby in Children's Church and Vacation Bible School. I want your baby in the Junior Usher Board. Oh. Little baby Gonzo, I need you to be in here.
In a little suit?
In a little suit with them little white gloves.
Oh, I wouldn't be able to take it. Oh, as many suits as I would get from Burlington Coat Factory for that baby.
Nigga, I went to Burlington Coat Factory before I went to Sundance to get a coat. They didn't have no jackets in there.
Yeah, that's why it's Burlington Factory. They said, take that goddamn coat up out of here.
What do you need? Have no jackets in January. They didn't have one coat in the whole factory,
they
Angel.
Got it. This Burlington Factory.
Melissa told me, too. She was like, Kev, they don't sell jackets like that. And I'm like, Liz, they do. Mm-mm. They don't.
Mm-mm.
That is in the name.
Yeah.
It's just a whole bunch of like random activewear and socks and stuff.
Oh, finish the story. Yes, they called and they said you booked it, and I said,
booked what?
Yeah, what? They
who
were
calls
like,
you? Your people?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they said you booked it and you literally didn't know what they were talking about.
I said
about.
What? They were like Paradise, and I was like, what the hell did I? What was that audition? I couldn't remember. I had to go into my email and be like,
how long is this time period?
I submitted the audition on the 4th of March, and I think I got the call on the 12th.
I was going to say.
Oh, dang. You forgot that quick? It was in the same week.
Oh, yeah. I forgot.
No callback?
I was talking to Yamara. We were watching it. I was like, dang, she shot this so long ago, too.
Yeah, almost a year ago. I shot it like in April.
Sterling tore his his Achilles after that season wrapped, and he's out the boot now.
Yeah, it took forever. I was like, is anybody going to ever know I shot this?
Man.
Listen. Now that Shailene, who I'm in there with, Shailene Woodley.
The what's her character's name?
Annie.
She's the other season one. Spoiler alert: she killed that man.
No, she's not new. Season one at all.
Oh, she's a new character.
She's new.
Oh, she's the one they highlighted on the season two announcement.
Yeah, I didn't know who that lady was. I was like, she is so good.
She's the one you were telling us about. They want her to cry. She said, let me try something else. And they was okay, now cry.
Time. Yeah, and she just did it. And
yeah.
Because Angel said when she messed up, she'd be like, oh, dang, I got to make her cry again.
Yeah, I was like, oh, yeah. So sorry. Hey, girl. Shit. Do it again, girl. Anywho, even on the days, because this character wasn't far enough away from me, like I didn't have to separate myself from the character. There were twice, and I would be on the phone with my sister. Yeah, today I ain't really got no lines, so I just have to kind of react. And then looking through the sides for the day and realizing, oh no, you have paragraphs. Mm. And I'd be like, girl, let me let you go because we about to pull up to the set. I need to.
Okay, don't tell me nothing else.
Well, no, I'm not saying. I was just saying I had to memorize.
To Angel's point,
I want to watch it and then I want to talk to you about it.
To Angel's point, though, I'm glad you said that in the sense of where you felt like you didn't have to separate or like go somewhere.
Yeah.
Because I was telling Imar, I was like, I feel like I'm watching Angel be Angel.
Yes.
And it was almost annoying because I was like, it's hard to follow the story because I just feel like I'm watching my friend on TV.
No, JJ.
In this world, though.
Yeah. What a life.
That was the first time. Out of all my friends that I've seen on TV, I was like, it's so hard to focus on the story.
Like, what's Angel doing there?
Like, I'm watching Angel.
Angel over there in that bunker in that apocalyptic earth.
Well, she don't get over here to work to do this podcast. Yeah. So, yeah, no, but there was multiple times ahead. There was another time where the director was like, okay, let's just run the lines for this scene. And so he has out the book, right? And I'm doing the lines that I remember. And then I see he flips the page. And I'm like, what's he flipping the page for? And he was like, and I was like, yeah, uh-huh. And so what are we going to do? High key. What do you stop doing? I was like.
That's because you was in that dressing room on that phone.
I was like, hold on.
Talking to your
friend. No, God, no. So what is. Because I literally thought that the scene had ended at the bottom of the page. No, it kept going.
That's so funny. All right, enough.
Gin and juice.
Podcast is over. Gin and juice coming up next. We'll see you guys on Friday. Have an amazing week. God bless you. God keep you here to come.
Good. Here's another banger for you. Here's another banger for you. Here's another one. Here's another one. Here's another banger for you. Fire, here's another banger for you.
With my boy Kev on stage. And that chick Angel.